What do you do when you ask your community group a question and it's met with silence? 10 seconds go by, 30 seconds go by, a minute goes by, and the silence is unending. No one's speaking. Well, before I answer that, I'm going to share what seems like a random thought. I'm going to share about what I hear in public speaking and preaching. I hear it often. It's the advice to use one tool in particular. They say, use the power of the pause. The pause. They say that the pause is a powerful tool for a few different reasons. One, it is a replacement for those filler words like and Two, it gives the audience time to think about what you just said. Three, it gives you time to think about what you're about to say. And four, it is highlighting what you're about to say or what you just said. It adds a special importance when you surround it with a pause. However, the pause is infrequent with many speakers simply because it's uncomfortable. Now, the pause is apparently a speaker's great friend, but it's treated by many speakers and preachers as though it's an enemy. The issue is not what the pause is to public speaking. The issue, what I want to bring to our attention, is what the pause is to community groups. The pause is our friend in community groups. The pause, the silence, the stop in the conversation where no one's saying anything and where it feels awkward, that's our friend, not our foe. Now, in the same way that many public speakers avoid the pause because it makes them uncomfortable, I am afraid many community group leaders avoid the pause because it also makes them uncomfortable. So, how do we turn this awkward lull in the conversation, how do we use that for our good rather than letting it feel like an awkward moment of the night? Well, there's a few reasons why this silence in conversation is a good thing, and I'll list those out before I say what we should do next. For one thing, the most obvious is that the pause in the conversation is giving people time to think. Most of the time, our community group members are seeing the questions for the initial time when they come to groups. And that's okay that they use that time, use that minute, simply to think about their answer. That's most common. Another good reason that there's silence in the conversation is that it provides real answers. Where some people, they are uncomfortable with the pause, and so they'll say what they're thinking, even if they're not sure if it's the right answer. Another good reason, it invites into the conversation those shy and quiet and reserved members of the group who would otherwise not speak. Every time you ask a question, there are those who are eager to jump into the conversation, and they have no reservations about it. They speak most of the time. But when there's a pause, suddenly the person who typically sits on the outskirts of the conversation has a wide opening to share their answer. It is a friend to the quiet when there is quiet in the conversation. Another reason, we'll draw upon an analogy. If you remember your first date with your current spouse, it probably felt really awkward if there was even 5 seconds of quiet between the two of you on that initial first date. But now that you're spouses, it's been years, you can sit in front of each other, you can sit at the restaurant, you can sit in the car, you can sit anywhere, and minutes of silence can go by, and it doesn't feel awkward one bit. Well, what changed? How comfortable you feel with silence with your spouse. Whereas on that first night, it was awkward if even a moment went by in quietness. Now, it feels perfectly appropriate. It's okay that there's quietness that lasts for minutes. Well, groups function the same way. When a group feels uncomfortable with itself, the members are eager to keep the conversation going because they fear the silence. But you group leaders, you can lead your group into being comfortable with the silence, that they can look at you if it's silent, and they see that it's perfectly fine, it's comfortable, it's appropriate, it's welcomed. That takes the group to another milestone, where suddenly, like that couple, sitting in silence is okay. It actually increases the cohesion and the feelings of bonding and closeness among the group members when they can sit together quietly in silence and it's okay. You have to lead that. If you're comfortable in it and you show yourself to be comfortable in it, that will actually help bring your group closer together. However, those groups that are new, use that with caution, because like the first date, people will find it awkward if it's day one, day two of the group, and there's an extended pause. Lastly, a big reason is looking at scripture and what it has to say about speaking and listening. James 1 says, "Be quick to hear and slow to speak." Proverbs 18 verse 2 says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." We see that the command is for Christians to be eager to hear and then speak, and that it's the characteristic of the fool to jump in and has to assert, always, can only assert his opinion, his thoughts. Let the silence build in our groups of people who follow what Scripture says, that they are eager to hear more than they are to speak. Let it develop in our groups people who can listen and can listen well. Now, for all those reasons, the pause in the conversation, the silence, is a friend, not a foe. Don't avoid it. Get comfortable with it. Lean into it. Lead your people into it. For all these reasons, that's why when there's silence in the conversation, don't be eager to move on to the next question. Don't try to fill it with your own answer. Let the silence sit. And try to look as comfortable as possible. Now, that being said, if the silence gets too long and uncomfortable, just call on someone.